You're listening to Your Public Radio, WYPR. Yesterday, the Baltimore City Council signed off on Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's $3.2 billion budget proposal for fiscal year 2016 and the city school system's $1.3 billion budget plan. But the school system's request was approved with a message for future budgets. To explain what happened yesterday, WYPR's Kenneth Burns is on the line. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning, Nathan.
Let's talk about the city budget first. Much like the state budget, there's not that much the council can change in what's proposed.
That's right, and what the mayor proposed back in April is still intact. Now, the council can cut, but they can't move money around or add to a different area.
What's this budget going to mean for the everyday Baltimorean?
Well, the services will not be cut. For example, libraries will stay open at their current hours. Taxes will not be going up at the same time. They won't be cut either. This is due to the Horseshoe Casino not pulling in the money expected. The effective rate for property taxes will stay the same, but the good news is they're ahead on their goal of cutting property taxes by 20 cents by 2020. And there's more money for after-school activities for young people, and this was particularly a goal of Council President Jack Young, and they announced last week that $4.2 million was added to the budget. And keep in mind, they are also expecting the speed and red light cameras to be back online next year.
Next year, not 2015.
Right, early 2016, the calendar year.
The council also approved the $1.3 spending request that the city school system had made, but not quietly, right?
That's right. Two councilors voted against it, Councilman Jim Kraft and Warren Branch. In particular, Councilman Kraft slammed the school system for not responding to the growing Hispanic population in his district. He says there isn't enough Spanish-speaking teachers to help students make the transition to English. And the takeaway from the council is that they have some concerns over how the school system is managing their money.
The council also approved a resolution from Councilwoman Helen Holton, who leads the council on budget matters. This calls for regular budget oversight hearings for the city school system. What's the intent behind the resolution?
Well, Councilwoman Holton says, like the operating budget, they want to know what is going on during the course of the year, and the resolution itself said that the council received, quote, very little meaningful information, and the information that they do receive is either unclear or misleading.
The school system's budgeting process is a very different one from the city government's, right?
That's correct. It's different in the fact that the council simply signs off on what the school system is asking for as far as the amount of money they receive. They have no power to control the school system budget beyond that. Now, I asked Councilwoman Holton if this was an attempt to control what the school system does. She said it's not. And here she explains what she hopes is achieved.
What we want to understand is along the way before budgets are put in place, what they intend to do with their money and to weigh in on that so that hopefully they will incline their ear to hear the voice of the people beyond what the people say at the school board meetings.
Now, Holden said the hearings will begin shortly after the fiscal year begins next month.
Has the school system chimed in?
They have. School CEO Greg Thornton sent a statement saying that the hearings will give the system a chance to be even more transparent and added that everyone benefits from this ongoing dialogue.
WYPR's Kenneth Burns, he covers Baltimore politics and much more. Thanks so much, Kenneth.
Thank you, Nathan.